Hey friends, did you know that you can build a highly scalable, geo-replicated, intelligent application that uses all of the latest and greatest microservices technologies and machine learning and play with the silly mascots of your favorite programming languages all at the same time? Isaac is here to talk about building everyone's favorite overly complicated game, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock, as a cloud-native application, which you may recall from my keynote at Ignite 2019, today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Isaac and we're going to talk to you about Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock. It's massively multiplayer microservices. It's a lot of fun and it's interesting because it's got a lot of languages in one application. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
I'm living the dream, trying to learn more about microservices. And I know that you have this great sample application that we used at the Ignite 2019 keynote. Why is this different than every other sample application out there?
That's right, Scott. We did do a demo of this at Ignite in 2019. One thing that we can call out is that as we're developers, sometimes we don't get to write software that does fun things, right? So one of the things we wanted to do is we wanted to showcase that you could do, you know, microservices and polyglot programming and do all these sorts of real cutting edge, high end developer things and still have a solution at the end that's actually fun to play. So we built a game based off of a complicated version of a far less complicated game. So Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock. So basically what it is, it's a microservice that runs in Azure Kubernetes service, and it allows you to basically play against different bots.
Okay. And each bot is a different language, a different programming platform.
Yeah. So if you want, so I can share my screen out and actually show you what it looks like. So if you go to rockpaperscissorslizardspock.dev, or if you want a shorthand, that's aka.ms/rpsls-game, this will take you right to the game. So as you can see here, you can, if you log in, you can actually play with a bot or against a friend. In this situation, I'm going to click play with a bot. And one of the things, if you remember, is that I mentioned earlier that you all of the different players or opponents that you choose run in different microservices as different program languages. So you have like this polyglot idea. So I'm going to just choose .NET, and we'll talk about the architecture in a second. So if we click select, it gives me the opportunity to select a game. So the rules for Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock, it's everything is kind of interdependent on each other, and there's a huge little diagram about it. I'm going to click Rock and click Start Battle, and what this actually does is spins up a .NET service that actually uses artificial intelligence to determine a strategy to play. So as you can see, it chose Rock, and I chose Rock, so it was a tie. So if I click Play again and just do Scissors, hopefully we'll get a non-tie this time. So .NET chooses Rock, I choose Scissors, and I lose. So it's one of those things where a strategy is being done. It's just not picking some random character every time. It's actually using artificial intelligence to guess what you're going
to do. Right. When I did this at Ignite, I noticed that even though you can't really get a pattern from two, when I'd done 10 or 12 or more, I was finding that I was always doing paper after rock. And then it figured that out, and then it was coming up with a strategy. It was noticing patterns that regular people wouldn't notice.
That's right. And one of the things I think is really important is if we take a look at the code base, which is in GitHub, and the shorthand for that is aka.ms/rpsls without the dash game. And this will take you right to the GitHub repository. And in here, we have a bunch of fun things. We have a link to your keynote with you on stage, some screens of the game. And most importantly, if you scroll down, it shows you an architecture diagram.
Here we go.
So as I mentioned earlier, right, so you have a lot of services that are running inside of Azure Kubernetes service. So the website or the web app that you see up front is actually written in server-side Blazor in .NET Core 3.1. And then all of the opponents that you play against, they're actually services that are inside of Azure Kubernetes service, and they are all written in different programming languages.
Interesting. Okay, so the web app is the game manager. We've got state and Cosmos, and then the different players are Kubernetes microservices, And then the predictor is looks like it's a Python Azure function. So this is really kind of using all the latest kind of cloud native techniques to make sure that it scales. And it did scale because we had a lot of people playing this simultaneously at Ignite.
Yeah, and one of the things I think is really fun too about Rock, Paper, Scissors, or Spock is that it shows you how to, it's not just fun, but it also shows you how to build, you know, complex scenarios, right? So it, in the grand scheme of things, like building a game isn't very complex, at least the game that you see. But when you look at the diagram, you're seeing there's a lot of inner working things. And since this is using Azure Kubernetes Service, like we're using all sorts of different technologies. Like we're using, obviously, we're using containers and Kubernetes and Helm and all these other things that, you know, a lot of enterprises and developers need to use.
Right. This is trivial because it's a fun game, but it's not trivial because it shows you how to go and deploy these things. This is a real live running sample that you've got going, and it's more than Hello World. And if people want to actually bring this code down, build it, they could use, for example, Docker for Windows, set up Kubernetes on it, and fire up all these containers and run it all in their local Kubernetes if they wanted to do that.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really cool to call out as well is that, you know, in the theme of everything being open, so we have the code open as well as the process that builds the code open. Mm. So we're actually building and deploying this to the live site using GitHub Actions. So as you can see here, there's different GitHub workflows for each individual piece and then for the entire thing. And if you take a look at one of these particular actions, you can actually see all the different things that it does. So for instance, I'm doing a Docker push and then a kubectl context and initiating Helm and then, you know, finally installing Helm, the Helm charge, right? So you can see all the different steps that are needed. It's very complex, right? It's not just a right-click publish. You know, we're using full CI/CD, so when people are doing merges into master, things get pushed right out.
That's what's so cool about this also, is that even though we did this in November of 2019, you put work into a demo like this, you want to make sure it's real, you don't fake anything, and you do it legit. You could have, I don't know, hard-coded a bunch of stuff and made it pick always rock and then right-click pushed, but that's not interesting, that's not helpful, that doesn't make it more fun for people to learn from. With this, you're basically running a little company that is the Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock company. We've got a game we need to keep up 24/7, and you can see that there were commits just a couple of weeks ago. It's being updated regularly. Would you be interested in pull requests from the community, or can people get involved?
Oh, please. Oh, please, that would be excellent. So as you can see, there's a few issues. So people are actually active taking a look at things, but PRs are always welcome. We want everybody to take full advantage of this. And if you're seeing issues when you're trying to set it up in your own Azure environment, please let us know as well, because it's only going to make it better.
Fantastic. So the URLs were aka.ms/rpsls, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock, or aka.ms/Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock-game. And then, of course, the yep. vanity domain, kudos to you all. If you go to that first tab there was rockpaperscissorslizardspock.dev. And we can actually yep. do massively multiplayer, so you could sign in and play a friend if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's one of the great things, too. So let's just go back, and that actually leads into one of the things I wanted to show as well. You can actually play with a friend, so I could actually click play a friend. This will actually give you a URL. I could send this over to anybody, mm-hmm. and then they can play with me at the same time.
All right. Actually, hang on. Let's try that real quick. Yeah. Send me a URL.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I'm just going to open this up and IM this over to you. All right. Sent. So when this is actually opening up, like it'll actually detect when you join.
Okay.
And it'll,
hello, Scott. Entering
go over
game.
And give you that.
So I see an invite on my side. Ooh. Okay.
And now we're in, right? So I can pick a game. Right. I'm going to pick one.
I'm picking one. I'm not telling you what it is. I'm going to destroy you.
Oh, man.
What is it? Spock.
Spock
vaporizes
versus
Rock. That's what's so great about Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock is that it's complicated. It's really complicated. The combinatorics of it get really, really crazy after a while. So Spock vaporizes Rock with the phaser. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, congratulations on winning. And one of the other cool things that we're going to be doing starting on April 24th is we're actually having a contest. So if you see here on the top right, there's actually a leaderboard. And what we want folks to do is every week, so we're going to actually be giving away prizes for people that get to the top of the leaderboard. And when you say prizes, Isaac, what could those prizes be? What if I told you we have stuffed animals?
Oh, that's real. That's not like a render.
No. Well, if this was a render, why would I have one in my hand?
Okay.
So my favorite is .NET, right? So the as you can see, I have some. I have Node, and I have .NET, and I have the other three. So we're going to give people the opportunity to get these awesome plush animals, as well as some stickers, and we're going to have opportunities for all sorts of fun stuff. Also, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be introducing some themed Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock content on Microsoft Learn, including a Blazor module. So folks are going to be able to build Blazor as a part of a Microsoft Learn module that's themed in Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock.
Very, very cool. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am learning all about massively multiplayer Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock at scale in Azure with microservices today on Azure Friday.